think my whole life changed once I realized that I could create and sell my own products online. It's like I could create a one-man marketing machine that ran without me once I set it up, which was so different to the day jobs and freelance work that I had been doing up to that point. My real success came when I was able to sell the products that I wanted to sell. It all started with private label products on Amazon and continues to this day. I feel everyone has a potential business inside them. Starting a real business isn't a walk in the park, and private labeling is no exception. But for a person with dedication, determination, and a modest amount of capital, this could be the business that makes all the difference for that person. It certainly was for me. I want you to create your business, and there are so many benefits to it. I describe exactly how you can do it in the 10 Steps to Building Your Own Private Label Business Guide. There are no strings attached. Just get it for free at amazingfba.com/build. That's amazing, F for Freddy, B for Bertie, A for Alpha, .com/build. That's amazingfba.com/build.
Hello, Amazing FBA, and welcome back to the show. Today, I want to talk about a pretty simple topic that's come out of another cool call that I've just made with a new client based in Austin, Texas, of all places. That's quite cool to be working with people from Austin. It's one of the places to be. It's full of Amazon sellers for some reason. Kind of the tech city in America now. City, I can't even speak English today. What's going on? I'm so excited. No, I am. I love working with great clients. This is somebody who's got turnover already, got about 30 products, and two of them that we worked on. I'm not going to reveal anything that would alarm him, of course, it's all client confidentiality, needless to say. And we were working on a very new service that I'm offering called Rare, R-A-R-E, which is some fancy name. I probably should have come out with a simpler name. But which is basically a pre-launch plan for those who've got products on order or actually in Amazon, and they need to make a plan to launch it. And if you want to check that out, by the way, amazingfba.com/RARE. So that tells you in detail what we cover. This is a new service I'm offering, although the process is not at all new. I've been doing it in mentoring for clients for about 2.5 years now, and in masterminds hour after hour as well. So not new, but as new as a service if you want to check it out. But this is very, very interesting because this is somebody who's very bright, doing very well in business in a lot of ways, and has products that are doing okay, but want to do better. And that's my favorite kind of client because I can get such easy wins. I mean, if they invest a tiny bit of time and money with me, I could get them such a massive return on it. And I love that because it's such a win-win, such a positive way of living, I always feel. Anyway, so let's cut to the chase on this. So he had some existing products, and there are a few lessons that come out of this that I'll be talking about this week. The first one is split testing. Let's talk about this. Everyone assumes that split testing is, if they've heard of it, something that you need to apply if you have a website or Google or whatever. Quite a lot of people don't know if you can do it on Amazon, or they do it in a very poor way. So let's just talk about this. What is this all about? And why is it important? First thing is to say that everybody wants the answers to questions like, what's the best headline for my product? Or what image should I be using in my product listing to get the most sales? Or things like that. What should I write in my bullet points to get the most sales? And it's a very, very good question. And the answer is really two things, model and test. So the first thing is model is a fancy word for copy. And that's what everyone tends to do, especially in Amazon. It's a rabid place of everybody else copying the competition. That's fine as far as it goes. It's a starting point, but you don't necessarily know whether A, that's going to work the best it could, or B, whether it works at all. I mean, I guess it's likely to work to some degree. But as soon as you've got a product live, you have the wonderful position that you don't have to guess what will work. You can measure what does work. And the way to test that is to test different things. So there's a wonderful tool called splitly.com. We'll put a link in the show notes. And by the way, if you want the show notes for this, that'll be amazingfba.com/295 for episode 295. Nearly at 300. Going to get there soon. Not that it really matters, but it's kind of a nice round number. Can't believe we've got 300 episodes. Anyway, thank you for following us. As some people have been following right from the beginning. If that's you, thank you. I appreciate your time and attention. There's a lot of Amazon podcasts out there now, but we aim to deliver something different, more reality-based apart from anything else. So this is very, very real. So if you've got an existing product, to get back to the chase, then I would test four things using splitly.com. There are other things that will test it as well. They're not quite as good. You can even do it yourself primitively. Not quite as good either. So the first thing is price. The price difference makes a massive difference on Amazon, and you may want to achieve more profit, well, you almost certainly do at some point. So you may find that if you sell a widget at $25, you actually make more profit per month than if you sell it at $27 because you get more units sold, right? You've got to weigh that up against the inconvenience of having to order stock more often, etc. The other thing that people don't split test for, though, is if they are trying to rank for a keyword, it actually might be worth trying to change the title, which normally doesn't have as big effect as the price, but you might be trying to rank for a keyword that is simply impossible to win or something, in which case changing the keyword could have a profound effect on your keyword ranking and thus sales, especially if you're launching. That was one of the things I was working on with this guy from Austin today. So the things you can test, first of all, price is really profound. The second thing is the title, which I'm not sure I'd mess with too much if you've got an existing product that's already launched. If you're trying to launch and it's failing a bit, then that is something I would definitely look at. The third thing that's often very powerful is the main photo. Again, if your main photo doesn't look wonderful or doesn't look different, then it's probably a very good hypothesis that you need to differentiate very strongly in your main image. But you can test that hypothesis now by running a split test. And then the fourth thing I would test after that is changing the bullet points. The bullet points you won't even see as a shopper until you've clicked on a listing. So it doesn't really make sense to change those if you haven't, I think, experimented with the title, the price, and the main image. But even that can produce great wins. I mean, a massive example of that in the 10K Collective Mastermind a few months ago, where one of our members went away and split tested a load of stuff. And I found that by just changing the wording of the bullet points, they didn't even change the keywords they were targeting. They just changed the actual wording and the sort of character of it. They wrote with a more exciting tone of voice. They actually got a conversion rate that went from 30% to 38% just with that point change, which I find is mind-blowing. Now, that's not typical. Most of the time, changing the bullets won't make that much difference, but it just goes to show that those guys have been leaving so much money on the table. It just took a bit of a subscription to Splitly.com, which if you have multiple SKUs, multiple product lines, that is really pretty cheap. It's about $50 a month or whatever it is now. I can't remember exactly, but not a lot. You know, they can now apply that across many, many listings. And it took that plus some rewriting of listings. So that's an example of a fantastic win using some split testing software. Now, another split testing area that nobody seems to do, but again, the smart guys are thinking about, but which again, if you're outside of Amazon, is just absolutely plain common sense. What is this? Drum roll, emails. We all send follow-up emails to try and get reviews, right, on Amazon. That's the primary purpose of what we're trying to do normally. And here's the thing, it's not going to be a big percentage. If you're doing okay these days, maybe getting 2 or 3% review rate. What does that mean? If you're selling 100 units, you get 3 reviews. So 3 divided by 100 is the percentage. So that is kind of typical. Some people often will end up with like 1 or 2% review rate, which is really, really low. Now, the email follow-up sequence does have problems in that a lot of people have unsubscribed from them. A lot of people, when they receive, when I say people, I mean the shoppers, they will then, if they see your email pop up in their inbox, most of them won't open it, and most of them who read it don't take action. Now, that doesn't really matter, because what matters is the few people who do take action. And one of the things that people just miss a massive trick with, if you use the right software, if you're selling follow-up emails via Amazon, is you can split test the open rates of different headlines. And here's the very simple thing. When I say headlines, I mean a subject line for an email, I should say. Here's the thing. With an email, particularly any simple direct marketing, if you don't read the headline, you don't read the rest of a piece of copy, whether it's a physical mail shot or an advert in a magazine or whatever, or a sales letter. On an email, they don't even physically see the rest of the email, so it's even worse. So getting an open is absolutely critical. There's no point in fussing about the content of an email if you don't fuss about the subject line even more. So I would simply split test. If you want to know what to split test, here's my hint. Opt-in Monster has some fantastic 164 headlines that have been got some statistics behind them that they have got very good open rates. Some of them will not be appropriate for Amazon, you know, like, you know, deadline, only 5 hours left on this promotion or something. That might get Amazon frowning on you or even suspending you. But you could invoke curiosity, you can invoke fear of missing out or something like that if you do it the right way. So a difference between a boring headline saying something like, thank you so much for ordering your product. Well, guess what? Amazon's already sent them an email saying that. So that's not really going to stand out in the inbox. If you say something like, we've got a special gift for you inside, open this to find out what it is. I don't know whether that will work, by the way, but the chances I think are somewhat higher. And you can split test that against the thank you for ordering our product and see which gets the most opens, right? Once you've got the email open, then you can start testing the contents of the email and see one which actually gets you the result that you want. And the overall result of an email sequence is probably going to be getting a review, of course. Now, we can talk in more detail about that in another show, as I want to talk about email follow-ups. I think it's mostly done quite badly. Now, here's the net result of this. If you increase, for example, a typical open rate with 20%, if you're doing a reasonable job, that bear in mind, quite a lot of people have opted out these days. But if you are getting, for example, like this chap, about 3% or 2.8% review rates, I think it was, we worked out. And if you can get more people to open if you go from, say, 20% of people opening an email to 30% of people opening your emails on average, right? That means you've got a third more people doing the same things. All things being equal, you're going to have a third more reviews. Whatever a third of 2.8 is. I can't really figure out the maths. It's about 0.9, isn't it? So you're going to increase to about 3.8%. That doesn't sound very exciting until you look at the fact that he would go from 84 reviews to 120 without any further changes. And that's so, so critical. If you have, say, 200 reviews and averaging, say, 4.5 stars, and somebody leaves you a one-star review, you're fairly bulletproof against that. It's not going to really pull your average down. If you have 50 reviews and somebody leaves a one-star review, that could pull your average down to 4% and probably half your conversion rate. So getting reviews is so absolutely, totally critical for conversions and thus profit versus loss normally on a product that we've got to do everything we can to get reviews. And this is some low-hanging fruit that I think people don't exploit much either. So just to summarize, two things to split test, I strongly advise you get the right software for that. By the way, if you want email follow-up software that can do the job, Managed by Stats does that. Things like Feedback Genius, I believe, do not. I may be wrong, in which case Feedback Genius, feel free to write to me and tell me that I'm wrong, and I will tell everyone. But basically, number one, split test your listing. It's crazy not to try out things and see what could be improving your product. It's not going to rescue you from really stupid choices. If you've got a product that is in a hyper-competitive keyword niche and you're on page 10, then you probably shouldn't have been in that niche. I can't rescue you from that with this. And also, if your product looks exactly the same as everything else, there's no differentiation. Again, this will not rescue you from that issue. But if your product photo looks the same as everybody else, but you got some cooler photos that show your product in the correct light, i.e. it genuinely is different and better, then definitely split test whether that will work for you. And the same with the price and the title as well. It's honestly potentially easy wins. If you've got a product out there, I think you absolutely should be split testing if they've got any kind of sales revenue at all. Not a substitute for making a smart product choice, not a substitute for differentiating your product. But it is definitely money on the table waiting for you to take off. If you've got anything that is more or less working at some level, it's going to be easy wins. And easy wins are always worth having, particularly in Amazon, when you know easy is not always the word that springs to mind. So I hope that helps. Split test everything. Just a little bit of feedback on that. I mean, again, a non-Amazon example, but with the private label process course I've just been sending out. Again, it gets you into the mentality of thinking outside of Amazon, but general internet marketing. It's blown my mind how much of a difference the email open rates are with different headlines. It's not subtle difference. We go from like 25% or a quarter to 40% or more than a third on the same exact email. And of course, that makes a massive difference to who's reading the email and that's the actions they take. So again, just another off Amazon example of the power of split testing. It's internet marketing 101, but for some reason, even experienced people, once they get on Amazon, they kind of park that way of thinking, and that's a great mistake. I mean, in 2018, 2019 and beyond, we just really need to be grown-up marketers on Amazon and off Amazon. And so we should remember the basics that for a lot of us, we've grown up with for years. And that includes, if in doubt, test it, and then the market will tell you what to do, which is always reassuring. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. I find the whole topic fascinating. I'm obviously in the right place, nerding about Amazon and online selling. And if you are enjoying it as well, you're in the right place. Thanks so much for listening. Speak to you in the next show. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn,
The Critical Few. Then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.